was of his swarthy face and profile, hooked nose, dark hair covering his ears, eyes staring straight ahead. It's the first week of May, and the weather has warmed up so fast, it is as though a switch has been flicked. Moths tumble around the lamp in Izzy's bedroom. She reaches to close the window, even though it's still stuffy. Downstairs, she can hear Nick moving around. She draws the curtains and listens to him opening the dishwasher. He will have gathered up their plates and glasses from the living room and carried them all into the kitchen together in one towering pile. He likes to do things with, according to him, maximum efficiency. A tree seems to shift in the darkness outside their bedroom window. Izzy is used to the palm trees, but Nick, somebody who likes to follow the rules, couldn't believe it when he first moved across to join her on the Isle of Wight, where she grew up. "It's not like it's France," he kept saying. "They're everywhere." "It's tomorrow," she says now to Nick, still standing by the window as he arrives in the bedroom. There is no point, Izzy reasons, not saying anything, though both she and Nick are good at pretending. A strange expression crosses Nick's face, something between a smile and a grimace. He runs a hand through his black hair. She has always loved how much hair he has, how thick and dark it is. He has two crowns at the back, a satisfying double whirl. He's carrying a box of crackers and a plate. He's laid out four cheeses of exactly equal size. They've been doing this lately, sharing a fourth, unnamed meal most nights in bed. Guilty pleasures consumed after hours. "We ought to stop," they keep saying to each other, but they don't, laughingly spreading another cracker for each other. "Just one more." Izzy has gained 4 pounds. Everybody will think she is pregnant. 36, married, and so of course pregnant. Imagine if she was. Nick goes back down to make a cup of tea. He always makes it in the same way. Brewed for a time 3 minutes, and then the milk. She wonders if she will miss this phase of their relationship, the crackers and cheese phase, when it's over. It will be replaced with another, she guesses, the long terrain of a marriage. "Yeah," Nick says quietly, walking back into the room and continuing their conversation. Izzy looks at him as he shrugs. He opens the box of crackers and passes her a knife, then she sits on the bed next to him. "He might come looking for you," he says, raising his eyes to hers. He's a police analyst, so his bluntness never surprises her. "I doubt it," she says. This is how she deals with it. A glimpsed news story closed down. A friend asking a probing question ignored. At least once a week in the restaurant, in the bank, in the doctor's surgery, somebody asks her if she is the Isabel English. She can never deny it. She is the image of her mother. She reaches for a Hovis cracker and smothers it in butter. Nick smiles as she does it. She runs a gourmet restaurant, yet spends her time eating what Nick calls lovely crap. Hovis biscuits spread with synthetic cheap margarine, Angel Delight, chocolate coins, McDonald's on the way home. Hot dogs from a tin with a ring pull and an expiry date of 4 years' time. By day, she assembles artful salads with smears of balsamic vinegar across the plates. By night, she eats bite-sized chicken Kievs and wonders why on earth she owns a restaurant. Nick avoids her gaze as he carves a slice of Wensleydale. "It'll be what it'll be," he says. It's one of his phrases. He puts topics to bed with these phrases. She used to think it was helpful, but she's less sure these days.